We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, utilities, Edison, PG&E. They've been talking about raising the rates, but it looks like state regulators may say no to that. Let's get the latest live from KMX 1070's Craig Figner.
Edison and PG&E have taken huge hits in profits, and shareholder returns have been shrinking, all of it connected to the devastating and deadly wildfires that have been sparked by their power lines. So now they have asked the utilities commissioners for the state of California for permission to raise power bills. Critics say it's just a way to pass billions in losses to customers and boost the utility's bottom line.
If we're going to have rates increase, what is it going to pay for? We're not getting our money's worth, so to speak. So why should we pay more?
Public comment from a recent CPUC meeting this morning. The LA Times has a report that says there's a staff recommendation within the CPUC to utilities commissioners that they vote no on this power rate increase. Now, the commissioners vote in a couple weeks on this, what I would say many people view as a contentious request. Back to you.
All right, Craig. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors will move to put a parcel tax on the ballot in hopes of raising $130 million for improvements in the fire department.
Woolsey, Malibu, Tick, just three of the major fires county firefighters had to battle. And while most recognize the department as one of the best in the world, it's aging in technology and equipment.
The length of our fire season, all of these things have increased and revenue has not.
Former supervisor Xavier Oslowski telling KNX, while no tax increase is easy to approve, this one certainly makes sense. It's been 22 years since the fire department got such a boost, and things have changed, including mutual aid, which was a bonus and has become a burden.
Mutual aid assumes there's one or two fires in the state, and everybody can descend on those one or two fires, but when there are multiple fires, it's almost an impossible situation.
The tax would be for the fire district, areas not served by other departments, and he says people living there understand the need more than most. Bob Brill, KNX 1070.
LA cops could soon have something in common, sort of like with Batman. They're testing a new device that uses tethers to wrap a suspect's body. It's drawn comparisons to a gadget used by Batman that he keeps on his utility belt. The LA Times reports that it's called the Bola Wrap, and it fires a Kevlar cord that restricts mobility, kind of wraps them up, and it gives officers seconds to swarm the person without having to use a taser or a gun. They're going to start testing it in January.
An investigation is underway into a deadly police shooting. This is in El Monte. The LA County Sheriff's Department is helping in that probe. Spokesman tells KNX how this situation unfolded after police officers went to the scene. This was on Cortada Street near Potrero Avenue in response to a 911 call.
When the officers arrived, they were encountered by a suspect who was armed with a bladed weapon. At that point, an officer-involved shooting occurred. The suspect was struck at least one time in the upper torso and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
No officers were injured during the confrontation.
Babies died from the flu in San Bernardino County. It was the county's second death. First child, though, blamed on the flu. First victim was an adult. Kids older than 6 months can be vaccinated against the flu, but younger ones have to depend on people around them not getting sick.
Christian Seminary School in Pasadena is being sued over claims it expelled a graduate student because she was married to another woman.
Fuller Theological Seminary is not really denying it kicked out Joanna Maxson, a three-year graduate student, because she's married to a woman, basically arguing it's not Maxson's sexual orientation, but behavior. Max's attorney, Paul Southwick, shoots down that claim, adding the school accepts federal money.
And it is obligated to comply with the requirements of Title IX unless it qualifies for a religious exemption under the statute. However, Fuller has not applied for or received any religious exemption.
He says the expulsion has delayed Maxson's professional studies and more.
She has sought counseling, therapy.
In a statement to KNX, Fuller says in part, students are informed of and explicitly agree to abide by its community standards and statement of faith regarding areas of beliefs and behavior. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Emergency homeless shelters at the Armories in Santa Ana and Fullerton are going to be open longer than usual tomorrow because of the new storm that's coming our way. So they normally operate from 7 at night to early in the morning, but starting tomorrow morning at 6:30, they're going to be open for 24 straight hours to provide hundreds of beds, meals, and showers to the homeless who need them for shelter during the rain.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.